It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson got some unwelcome news this week when the Treasury Department fined ExxonMobil $2 million for violating sanctions against Russia when Tillerson was CEO. But behind the scenes, Tillerson is also making moves to thoroughly reorganize the State Department that he controls. And this week, part of that reorganization became clearer with reports that he plans to shut down the Office of the Coordinator for Cyber Issues. That office handles cybersecurity coordination with other countries. Still, there are vital cybersecurity issues at stake on the world stage. Sally Wentworth is here. Sally was principal advisor on internet policy issues at the State Department from 1999 to 2007 and at the White House from 07 to 09. She's now vice president of global policy development at the Internet Society. Sally, welcome.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be here.
Do you see this as sort of a harmless bureaucratic reshuffling and streamlining at the State Department or a more fundamental change?
Look, I think every administration reorganizes different agencies to suit the needs of the administration and the secretary. And so that's possibly what's happening here. I think what's important, though, is that whatever they choose to do, they need to do so quickly.
Has Rex Tillerson said or signaled exactly why he's doing this reorganization, what his motivation is?
Well, from what I understand, he's looking at a number of the special offices that report directly to the secretary and looking to streamline those and reorganize the whole State Department so that, in his mind, it works more efficiently.
What are the major priorities in international relations, Sally, when it comes to cybersecurity?
The world is looking at how to grapple with issues of cyber that cross borders, that affect nation states, that affect humans all over the world. And so there's a lot of discussion, for example, at the UN as to whether norms of behavior in cyberspace are needed, or do we need something stronger? Do we need an international treaty that would govern the behavior of nation states in cyber? So there's a lot of, I think, really important discussions that could shape, frankly, the future of the internet as we know it. And the U.S. needs to be active in those discussions now.
Is it a Wild West right now, Sally Wentworth, or are norms of diplomacy, norms of warfare, frankly, just sort of tacked on to cyber right now?
I would say they're probably tacked on right now. And I think that's the real question of the day is whether we need something new, something unique that is clearly geared towards cyber specifically, or whether the existing norms can be applied. For example, human rights in the physical world, how do we apply that in the online space? As you said, rules of warfare. And when you, in cyber, it's very difficult, for example, to attribute attacks. And so I think these are the kinds of questions that nation states are trying to grapple with.
Let's look at a couple of specific examples maybe that might shine some light on this. Let's take the example of, let's say, Russia deciding it wants to have an effect on an election in the United States. Let's take the United States introducing a virus into Iran to disrupt its nuclear program, Stuxnet.
That's exactly right. I think these are very real examples, and they are really worrisome, especially for those of us who care about the internet as a global medium that people trust and want to feel safe and secure using. When we see nation states using it as a tool of warfare, it undermines all of that trust.
So this reorganization then at the State Department, Sally Wentworth, is going on, but you have no reason to believe that the Trump administration or state specifically isn't taking all these issues that you're mentioning very seriously.
Well, we certainly hope not. I mean, they need to have a strong voice. And I think the key thing for us is whatever they decide, the U.S. needs to be at the table and they need to take these decisions quickly. We need to have the personnel in place. There need to be the resources, the staff to do the work that's happening out in the world. And it's not getting smaller. The kinds of discussions are only multiplying all over the world.
Sally Wentworth, former White House and State Department Internet Advisor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.